So, a third quarter marked by a couple of nice plays and a whole lot of post activity by the Hoona Braves. They work the ball into the post effectively, time and time again, and their athleticism and strength down low dominated Skagway on the interior. Skagway is big. They've got a lot of tall bodies, but they have not gotten physical enough with Hoona to stop the interior attack. So Skagway's got to find a way to shut down that post entry, and they've also got to get some offense. A 13-point quarter would be pretty nice. So far, they have had nothing like that yet today. 26 points is what they've mustered. They're going to need to put on quite a show here in the fourth to overcome this Hoona Braves lead. Now, that's not to say it can't be done. With a scorer like Kota Shindo, he could get hot. He could put up a bunch of points in a hurry. But Skagway's got to get him open looks, and he's got to take good shots in order for that to happen. A lot of our crowd now filtering out here at Thunder Mountain High, as it looks like it is time for the next period of study. The crowd is emptying out. All right, stepping inbound now, the Hoona Braves. And it is Josh Wright with the ball for Hoona. Quickly over on the left side to Devlin, and the interior pass to Budke is tipped out by Colton Belisle. It's out of bounds situation. Oh, they're going to call that off of Hoona. What a nice play by Colton. Alex Ackerman now inbounds to Danny. So they're going to give the ball handling skill duties to Danny Brady. He passes it on the left to Colton Belisle. Colton sees Alex Ackerman splash through the lane, doesn't get it to him. Instead gets it over to Kota. Kota stripped, runs away from the ball instead of going after it. And that is a pickoff by Hoona. The pass from Manny Budke to the splashing Josh Wright. Kicked out of bounds by Skagway. It is Hoona basketball underneath the Skagway basket. Hoona has the ball inbounds now. It is in Wright's hands. Wright wants to work it over to White. Guarded closely by Kota Shindo. And Wright tries to pass it over to Budke. Stepping into the way, Kota. And then Danny Brady picks it up, goes the length of the court. Travels a little bit. They don't call it. Misses his shot. Alex Ackerman there fighting for the rebound is tossed to the ground by Manny Budke. And it looks like Ackerman may be a little dazed, a little slow to get up. He's holding his right arm. He's walking it off, shaking his head. It was a clean play by Budke. It was a clean play. They both had control of the ball. Budke ripped it out of Ackerman's hands, and Ackerman fell while that was happening. So not a foul, not anything flagrant for Budke. He plays a clean game, and so does the Hoona team. They're good sports and good kids there. So Danny Brady to inbound the ball, gets it over to Kota in the corner. He's got a double team in the corner. A lot of hand activity there. Tries a low dribble. It's ineffective. Gets it over to Micah Cook from the free throw line. Micah Cook, turnaround jumper good for Skagway. And if that's open and Micah Cook can hit that shot, boy, that would be a nice weapon for Skagway to have moving forward. Danny Barkley gets it to the post, back out to White. White dribbles with the left hand and is blocked on his drive by Kota Shindo. We'll be moving a ball. That's the third on Kota. White is inbound the ball for Hoona up top to Wright. Wright has the ball. Working over to Jerry White. Jerry White has Kota Shindo right in his hip pocket. Hoona works the ball around onto the left side, and they're content to hang on to the ball and not make mistakes, although this one's a big mistake. He throws it all the way across court, and into the stands does Jeffrey Devlin, and that is a turnover. Head coach Adam Greislinger not happy about that pass. Not a pass you need to make at that point. And it was offline, and Devlin's going to have a seat, and he is going to think about that pass for a little while. 39-28, it's an 11-point game. It's not out of reach for Skagway, 6.5 minutes. Kota Shindo with an open look from three, off the front of the rim, off the backboard, off the front of the rim again, and out. Boy, Micah Cook was there for the rebound position, but on that second time it hit the rim, it went over the top of his arm, and Hoona gets the ball quickly into the forecourt. Is Antonio Phillips working for his shot, gets it up, off glass, gets his rebound, goes back up, and is blocked. They're going to call that block a jump ball. Go figure in this gym, a jump ball. I think I counted 94 jump balls in yesterday's game on the boys' side. And Phillips is alone in the post. You cannot leave him open in the post. Turns around and with a left hand lays it up and in. 41-28. We're up to 13 points now, and this one slipping away from Skagway. Colton Belisle takes, steps into a 14-foot jump shot, misses it. And Kona has the ball again. Kona quickly into the forecourt. Wright gets it over on the right-hand side to Phillips. Phillips works with a nice dribble, and the left-hand shot, no good. But there, for the rebound, is Manny Budke over the top of Danny Brady in a clean rebound. Brady did not put enough box out into Manny, and I tell you, Manny ripped it down over the top of him, put the shot back up, got fouled, and will be going to the free throw line shooting two. That's the fourth foul now on Danny Brady. And Budke steps to the free throw line. His first shot is up, no good. Substitution for Skagway. Alex Ackerman going to check back into the ballgame. Looks like Stephen McKnight going to take a rest. Second shot by Manny. Is up. Offer him good. 42-28, sorry, the score. 5:37 to go here in the game. Skagway Panthers need something going in a hurry, and Danny Brady's going to try on the left side. He puts up a jump shot. Contested jump shot. Rebounded by Huna. Jerry White has the ball. Right now with the ball. Wright works it over to Phillips. Down into Budke. Budke. Back up top to Brandon Guthrie. Brandon Guthrie's three-point bomb from the corner hits nothing but the arms of Colt Belisle, who gives it to Kota Shindo, who's got Manny Budke to contend with. His three-point shot, no good. And another quick shot from Skagway. Not much offense happening now for the Panthers as the defense from Huna has taken over this game. Huna, beautiful play by Huna as they bring it into the forecourt and find Manny Budke alone on the post. Budke goes up, hits the layup, and is fouled after the shot. It looks like they're going to give him a continuation, which I didn't know happened here in high school basketball, but they give him a continuation. And with it, the free throw up by Budke is missed, and Skagway gets the basketball. 44-28 is now a 16-point lead, and Kota Shindo, possibly playing in his last game in a Panther uniform, passes it over on the right side to Ackerman. Ackerman shot up, no good. There for the rebound, Micah Cook unable to contain it, but Danny Brady's there to bail him out, gets it to Kota. Kota wants to launch a three, launches it, rims it in. That's a three-point bucket. They're giving him two. 44-31 now the score. No, they give him three. It is now a 13-point lead once again. And, oh, the entry pass to Budke. Budke misses his layup, and here's Kota Shindo with the ball. Kota wants another three. He's got a three. He knocks down another three. And if he gets hot, this could be the comeback Skagway was looking for. 44-34, 4:05 to go in the game. Danny Brady bothering the ball out top. Wright gets it quickly down into the post to Budke. And there's Micah Cook with the block shot. He has played great defense, had his hand straight up in the air, blocked Budke's shot. Skagway hits the ball, and there goes Kota Shindo now, working against a double team, gets it over to Micah Cook, turnaround jump shot from the free throw line is good. 36 now for Skagway, 44 for Huna, and Micah Cook has come in and done a terrific job on the offensive end and blocking shots, rebounding well, and the turnaround jumpers. Four quick points in this quarter for Micah Cook is just the spark the Skagway offense needed to get back in this game. Some amazing action here at Thunder Mountain High School, home of the 1A basketball tournament for 2016. On the boys' side, we've got a terrific tilt going on right now. The championship game is set for tonight at 8 o'clock. It'll be Kloak versus Heidelberg. Tough one to call. If you got money on it, I don't know why you would. I don't know. Kloak. If I had to choose, Kloak. I like the kids from Heidelberg. The boys play a nice game, good group of guys. I just think Kloak is too deep and too talented. That does not mean Heidelberg will be eliminated from opportunity. The loser of that game will go on to play the winner of the bracket that we are currently in, and that is the loser's bracket in which Skagway is a part of. They'll have a couple of games tomorrow. So the championship game is actually tonight, but the runner-up championship, which is the second-place seed, which is a big game, is tomorrow at 6:15 for the girls' side and 7:30 or so, 7:45, 8 o'clock for the boys. Okay, Una has the ball now. Into the forecourt they go. DJ Dormito has checked into the game for Skagway, and he's pressuring the ball out top. DJ Dormito doing a nice job filling in for Danny Brady, who has been benched. I don't know that he picked up his fifth, but he's been benched now late in the game with 3:13 to go. And a beautiful move by Jerry White to come in from the left corner and knock in a terrific one-handed floater, pulling at the Una lead back to 10. Kota Shindo working on Manny Budke, and that is a tough, tough cover for Budke, but it's a tough job for Kota to get by him. Alex Ackerman has the ball, comes into the lane, is fouled, but what do they call it? A jump ball. A jump ball. Just another one of those phenomenal jump balls that they call around here. Skagway gets the ball, though, and gets it over to Kota. Kota wanting to work on Budke. Kota launches up with a three-point bomb, misses it. Micah Cook tries to harass for the rebound, unable to do it. It's pulled down by Antonio Phillips, who's having a great game in the interior. Quickly up into the post to Budke. His turnaround jumper no good from the post, and Skagway has the rebound. It is Kota Shindo. He wants another three-point bomb. No way. Yep, and he misses it. Fighting for the rebound is Alex Ackerman, unable to get it. Kota Shindo likes a shot from anywhere on the court, it seems, and he does not need much time to put one up. Shooting percentage not high tonight, which is problematic for Skagway. Una working the ball around the perimeter. Their standout, Jerry White, has the ball. They're moving the ball very nicely, though. White to right. Down to Phillips. Phillips in the high post. Gets it over to Budke. Back over to right. Skagway's got to get up there, and they may think about fouling at this point. They're going to have to foul, or the Una Braves are just going to run this clock out of them. Una does not have to shoot again, and Manny Budke was wide open in the lane, decided not to shoot. Instead, they're going to take time off the clock, but then C.J. Dormito steps in, forces a steal for Skagway. Ackerman has the ball now. He's got a minute 34 to work, and his pass over to C.J. is stolen. Ball goes back to the Braves, and the Una Braves get a timeout with a 10-point lead, the minute 28 to go. Great timeout call by Adam Gratzinger, the head coach of Una, calls the timeout, preserving the possession for Una, and head coach Scott Lesh is now instructing his players on how to foul. It's the only way to come back with a minute 28 if Una's going to hold on to the ball like they are. Tough defense alone is not going to get you back into the game. It is the last-ditch effort to start the fouling process, and you know that makes the game look ugly. But Skagway out of options at this point, so we will probably, most likely, see a parade of fouls here as we enter end of this ball game. Immediately following our game, maybe about 20 minutes after our game, we will have coverage right here on KHNS of the Skagway Panther girls versus the Angoon Eagles. The girls looking to advance in this tournament in the loser's bracket. Got a great win yesterday, a one-point barn burner of a finish. A two-point barn burner of a finish, but boy, I got to tell you, it was a game from Heidelberg that almost went Heidelberg's way. Una works the ball into the interior, takes a shot, misses it, and that gives Skagway an opportunity. Kota Shindo working the ball up the right-hand side. A timeout is called, however, by head coach Scott Lesh. He's got a couple of timeouts to work with. Calls a timeout, and he wants to set up a play. He wants to set up a play to get Kota free for a three-point shot. That's my guess. 46-36. Skagway's got to score 10 points in a hurry and hope that Una keeps missing. Although Una is being instructed right now by their head coach, Adam Gretzinger, to control the basketball. Don't worry about taking shots. Points aren't going to help them now. Time off the clock is. Coach Scott Lesh furiously working on his whiteboard over there, trying to draw something up. There is not a 10-point play in basketball. But he wishes there were. He wishes there were a way to get it. Minute 13 to go here. And again, the winner of this game advances. The loser of this game doesn't go home immediately. No, the ferry's not till Monday. But The loser of this game will have to sit and watch the rest of the team play out championship game again tonight. Alex Ackerman will be the inbounder for Skagway. And Danny Brady's back in the game. Pass over to Coda. A little bit telegraphed and knocked out of bounds by Huna. I'm going to try that again. Coda's got the ball now, and he's got a pick from Colton. He rises up for a long 19.5-foot jumper. No good. There's Micah Cook for the rebound and the putback. Missed the putback, but he was fouled on the play. He will go to the free throw line to shoot two, and Micah Cook doing some yeoman's work here in the fourth quarter, making his presence felt. You're just tuning in. 46-36 is the score. 1:05 left to go in this matchup between the Skagway Panthers and the Huna Braves. It is Huna up by 10 over Skagway. Micah Cook's first free throw, no good. Skagway cannot afford to miss opportunities at this point. Second free throw up, off the front of the rim, no good. Battling for the rebound is Kota Shindo. He's giving everything. He is unable to get it. Huna throws the ball around, and Kota's there to harass the ball as it comes up. Phillips has it, quickly gets it up into the forecourt, and we've got a travel, but he doesn't call it. The official's right in front, doesn't call the travel, and Huna gets a layup by Brandon Guthrie, and that should about do it for Skagway. Kota Shindo launches up a three-point bomb, misses it. And Huna has the rebound, and this one is all but over. Jerry White now has the ball for Huna. Working against Coda. Coda's trying to steal the ball. White has to pick up his dribble, gets it down into the post. Post over to Manny. Manny Budke gets it back out, and Huna is going to hold on to the ball effectively as time is running out on the Skagway Panther season for 2015-2016. And a layup opportunity for Phillips. He is blocked once, blocked twice as he goes back up with 7 seconds. He didn't need it, but decided, hey, I'm going to try and score another bucket. He didn't, and he was fouled on the play, which will give Skagway one more chance at a shot. Kota Shindo for Skagway, looking dejected in defeat. It has registered that this will be his last game. A Panther uniform and a fantastic season by Coda. He has brought a spark to the Skagway team that they needed. Coming off a winless year last year, they have vastly improved across the board. Head coach Scott Lesh has come in and taught fundamental basketball to these kids, and they have somebody to look up to in Kota Shindo, somebody to show them the way, how to be a better player, and it has proven effective for Skagway. The second free throw was up and in. And it is a 13-point lead now with 4 seconds. Kota Shindo not going to take a shot. No, he gets it over to Colton. Colton Belisle passes it in to Micah Cook, and time runs out on the Skagway Panthers. A game effort from Skagway. They gave it everything they had. They fought to the last second. They came up short today. 49-36 the score. Huna Braves victorious and a terrific win for Huna. Huna will go on to play again tomorrow versus the winner of